not surprised you didn't know.
Okay.
Hey, you made us wait for this long. We have to eat some meat. Where did you make this
from? Where I make it?
Muncie, with the matchmaker.
No, I was on Muncie before. No, because it was cooking.
Fine.
I came back to my apartment and picked it up.
I got the
drink. He didn't let me pick it up because if I pick it up, I'm going to ruin the toilet.
Anyway.
Your reputation will be in line, right?
Exactly. Got to sell this.
Taste it and make sure it's done.
Okay. Cover. The very fact that we're here eating, this is achana from Mechia Samolik. I will explain. It's a medrash on Parsha Zohar. But Midei Dabribo, years ago I heard about a certain Rebbe that he says, Hayim Mekai Mechia Samolik Bizmanenu. You have to have four types of kugel. Right? Eppel, Mel, Lokshin, and Kartoffel, right? Rosh Tevis Amalek, apple kugel, a wheat kugel, a noodle kugel, and a potato kugel. Eppel, Mel, Lokshin, kugel, Rosh Tevis Amalek, and that Rebbe is Noah Doresh v'Noah Mekayim, and from the four kugels, Lo Nishar Zecher, right? Lamasse, it happens to be true in the sense that it's a apple, mel, lokshin, and kartoffel. Like millet. Lokshin and kartoffel.
So the only one I don't know is what a mel kugel is.
Yeah. It's a, the, Lamasse like this, the, so ever I thought it was just, when I heard this word, I was almost 20 years ago. I was a young man, and I thought it was just some Purim Torah. But upon deeper contemplation, right, it's yesh dvarim b'zeh, yesh dvarim begav. I was finding a few places that eating is called to destroy. Like Chazal pointed out, v'yikach es ha'macheles lishchot et b'no, this knife that Avraham Avinu took, the shechet is called a ma'acheles. So Chazal explained, that it's caused loshen, because the cherev is ochel basar, consumes the flesh. So it's called a ma'acheles. Right? Cherev tochlu, you'll be consumed by the sword. Right, and there's a sheet of hagos of the hagos maimonius that you could be mekayim the mitzvah of biur chametz by eating it. I mean, of course, talk about eat it before zmani suro. You don't want to be somecham bittel. Eat it before it becomes osur, and you kind of mitzvah save beer or chametz. So, but it has to do with Amalek that in one of the mefarshim.
Why should you be even shad on that? It's you don't need beer.
Yes, that's right. Eat it. Eating is beer or chametz.
You just have to get rid of it.
Eating is beer or chametz.
Yeah.
It's also good. Right. So if you eat it, that's what's called to destroy. Lemasa, the Rabbeinu Avraham ben Arambam, in the Sefer Muhammad Hashem, writes that his shita, defending his father's shita, that the Sudas Halevyosan is a moshel, and it's not kipshuta. Defending the shita of his father, the Rambam, Olam Haba is called the Suda, the only derech moshel, which derived it out of problem an issue with, right? So he says, the Levyosan represents the Yetzer Hara. And Surah Salvyasa means one of those Muhammad's one of those shochet the Yetzahara. Because, to eat something is to destroy it. Now, Lama said this all goes full circle back to Amalek. Right? What was, we're going to read in the Haftarah on Shabbos Zohar, right? About Shaul's mistake that the Tikkun was through Mordechai and Esther, who were his descendants. He made a mistake, right? He spared Agag, from which came Haman Ha'agagi. Right, but he also spared, the Meitav Hatzon, the good sheep. He didn't kill out everything that was supposed to be killed from the livestock. And then when Shmuel confronts him, so Shaul looks him right in the face and says, right, no, but Shaul first said, Baruch Abba Hashem, Hakimaisi is Dvar Hashem.
Management.
Yeah.
It's an onomatopoeia.
What?
Yeah.
Right, yeah. No, but he, and Shmuel says he killed a sheep, but he looked at Shmuel right in the eye and said, Hakimaisi is Dvar Hashem.
Yes.
How do you have the guts to say that? So the Sefer Siach Yitzchak that's printed together with the Sidur Agra says he had a simple cheshbon. He had a lumdish cheshbon. That's it. We're going to eat it. And they said, we're going to eat it. We're going to be makrevin carbon. He said it, Shmuel. That was the cheshbon. Right? If it gets consumed, that's also called the destroyer. Right? So the... and it's going to come up again in just a few minutes. But I was sure it's cheshbon, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't happen to have been. He didn't want that lum d'sha cheshbon, which would hold weight in halacha. He wanted, killed kipshutai. And kaidua, that's the tikkun. Uba biza lo sholchu es yadam. In the days of Mordechai and Esther, they didn't touch any of the spoils, even though there was a lot of spoils left over from the 75,000 people that they killed. Uba biza lo sholchu yadam. Which I believe is that's the biggest raya. It's one of the big rayas that Esther was Beruach HaKadosh Nemra. How could they know that? From throughout. Chodu v'akush, uba biza lo sholchu yadam. It's one of the rayas, Esther Beruach HaKadosh Nemra. But the Anam Bididan, before we get to the point that, we're going to get back to this in just a minute or two, I just want to oppose a few questions. Right? Muhammad Hashem Ba Malik Midor Dor. We have a constant tzivui. It's going to be a Muhammad HaMalik in every generation. So my question is like this. In the first Muhammad HaMalik, it was fought on two levels. Yoshua with the sword, but Moshe with the hands up. Kashiyarim, the Gavar Yisrael, Kashiyarim, the Gavar HaMalik. And they needed that Bismarck, Yisrael, Mishtachim, Gavar, Mishtachim, Elidim, Lavim, Shabbat Shemaim, like it says in Mishnah Rosh Hashanah, remind them about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They needed that. So in the ensuing war with Amalek that happens again in days of Shaul, and happens again in Mordechai and Esther's days, where's Moshe Rabbeinu? Where is he? Where's the one playing that role with the hands up? We have the people that do it with the sword. We have the continuation of Yoshua with the sword. Where's the continuation? Where's the
This is already a change. That was because Baruch Hu was still revealing himself. Now it's more the Chatavah. You don't do all these things.
No, I don't know. It makes the kash even bigger.
You pray, but you don't do.
No, that's Moshe to remind them of, that's all Bashkoch HaProtis, and, it's not, the koch of your hands comes from above. Like, who's playing that role? Who's playing that role ever since the first war of Amalek? We see the Hemshech of the Yoshua aspect. Where's the Hemshech of the Moshe Rabbeinu aspect? Which is interesting. The whole sugya, the famous sugya, the Agadata in Chulin, opens up Moshe min HaTorah Minayin. Right, Bishagamu Basar. Then Homa min HaTorah Minayin, and then Esther min HaTorah Minayin, Mordechai min HaTorah Minayin. Right? The thing is, Moshe Rabbeinu is, that's how it all starts. Ask, where's the Rebbe from Moshe Rabbeinu before he was born? And Agav that, okay, so Haman min HaTorah Minayin, and then Esther min HaTorah Minayin, then, Moshe Rabbeinu still has to be involved. Even in the days of Mordechai and Esther, because it starts with Moshe Minayin. So instead he was involved by the first war of Amalek. Where's his continuation? In what way is Moshe Rabbeinu extending past that generation to be with us in the Mochamal Hashem Ba'amalek Midor Dor? So really, this kasha is answered by another kasha. Right, and that is what this minug that we have, it's mechias amalek, the din of schiras maisa amalek is not a mitzvah shas man groma. Women are chayiv. The chinuch has a chiddush that they're potter for a different reason because it's not darka shel isha lasos milchama, but you can't be so. We're not somech on the chinuch, and the women go here zohar. No, it's not mitzvah shas man groma. Chinuch is might. It's not mitzvah shas man groma. Adra, Chinuch himself says it's enough to do it once in your lifetime, as long as you don't forget, right? So women are potter for a different reason because ain't darka shlish asa mochama. Because only someone who would do timcha is chayiv in zachar also. Wouldn't do timcha, right? So the thing is like this: you could do it any day of the year, right? All right, so we want to make it near Purim because Chag of Mechias Amalek. So why don't we do it on Purim? Instead of laying Vayavo Amalek, let's lay in Zachar Asher Asach Amalek, and then finish off with the Megillah like we do. It would be more apropos. Let's do it, Like, let's do it if we want to make, because Purim is Machias Hamot, do it on Purim. You know, do it on Tanis Esther. Also apropos, because that was the Milchama, right? Milchama was on Tanis Esther, and then Vinoach Bar Basar. So either do it on Purim himself, do it on Arya, on Tanis Esther. Why the Shabbos before? Why is that? That's already an ancient minhag, you know. Do it the Shabbos before. Right? So they give a remez on this. You know, the Poskim say it's Merumas. Hayom Niskorim V'Nasim. V'chol Shana V'Shana. Nizichira before Asiya. So you need to become Zohar before the Asiya, which is, you know, Purim, when we actually do the Mitzvah Sachat, which are, I guess, Keneged, you know, the day after, you know, Keneged Mechia Samot, B'Kitzer. So you have to have the Zichira before the Asiya. Fine, so Erev, you know, why Shabbos? So the Lama said this issue is directly addressed in a Medrash Tanchuma on Parshas Kisei. It's on the Pesuk of Zohar Sion Shas Lakacho, right? You know, and the Medrash brings, you know, that, you know, the Pesukim in Kohel. So Kohel sometimes says hope, sometimes despair, hope, despair. It's one of the most problematic books in Chazor Bevakesh to be going to Sefer Kohelas until they found ways out there Chadrush to miyash of the steers between saying everything is futile. Right, because Sofa Yor Shemaim, and then Agav that, they gave the inspiration to Al Pidrush to be miyash of all the steers. So I'm paraphrasing because I don't have books in front of me right now and the hour is late. So there's a pasuk that says, Zichron Echal Chochem Uksil. Right, seemingly, you know, the guy who's wise, the guy, they're remembered equally. And then, but then Koheles, you know, as his derech says later, no, Amari ain't zichoron laksil v'chochem la'olam, roughly is the lashon. No, it's not true. They're not remembered together. First you say they are remembered, they say they're not remembered. What's the pasuk referred to? Who's the chochem, who's the ksil? And what's the havamina? They're remembered equally. And what's the maskana, right, that they're not remembered equally. Right, that's what the Meresh Tanchuma is with. So says Meresh Tanchuma, the Havamina, that they're equal, they're Zikaron Echad, they're equally remembered, is Shabbos and Amalek. Because it says, Zachar es Yayma Shabbos Lekachoy, and also says, Zachar es Asher Oso Chamoy. They got equal treatment. Both were Mitzuvin Zachar. Remember Shabbos, remember Amalek. And Zikaron Echad. Right, so then the Medrash says, so what's the answer, Taka? So the Medrash says like this, Mashal for a Melch who made a Suda. Again, Suda, it is also why he didn't have a big Kiddush on Shabbos Zohar, because of connected the Mitzvah of Zohar, Yom Shabbos Akacho, right? Melch made a big Suda, and the table is Mole Kol Tuv, like the table we have before us tonight, right? The table is Mole Kol Tuv, right? And so before everyone digs in, so this thing says, the king says, 1 minute, Zohor Ploni Ohavi. Right? So remember the man, you know, that I love. Right? Okay. Everyone digs in. And then from all the food on the table, Lo Nishar Zecher. Right? Right? Like we said before, Lo Nishar Zecher. Not a crumb is left. All right, it's time for benching. All right, so King says, wait a minute. Zohor Ploni Soni. I want to remember that guy who I hate. So ask him, you know, you gave him equal treatment. Right, you know, the guy you love and the guy you hate, you gave equal. You took out a minute to remember both of them. Says no, zehiskarti al shulchan mole, zehiskarti al shulchan reka. Right, this guy I took out a minute, remembered on a table that was laden with all good, and this one I took out a minute to remember him on a table that's empty, on a shulchan reka. So also, when Yidden says, the Meresh goes on to say, when Yidden or Mekayim, the mitzvah say of Zohar, Siyama Shabbos, Likacho, it's on a Shulchan Mole Kol Tuv, full of Einik Shabbos, and Agav, this is one of the many Makairis, you know, it's also Mefurash in the Zohar, right, that, you know, you should have food on the table when you make Kiddush on Shabbos. It shouldn't be on an empty table. You know, it should be food. Minimally the challahs, but, you know, it's a hedor to have, you know, the first course, or the salatim, whatever the, no, you should not, it should be on shulchan mole, because bracha is chal on,
in the morning, but at night, on Friday night, the minute is not to have the food on the table.
Really?
I don't think so. Pretty sure.
No, Moroccans have it.
No. Yeah, yeah, full. Full.
All the
yeah. All the
salads,
all
the fish.
The whole first course, right?
First course, yeah.
And Friday night, too?
Friday night, too.
Now that's the pashtus of this Medrash Tanhuma and that's and so on the Zayar, because bracha is not shire on emptiness.
I always thought it was just because you want to add color.
They, no, no, because bracha.
No, because it saves your time.
No, they want to make you hungry.
Okay, well, so, bracha is shire on you on something that's full, not on something that's empty. So Shabbos Zochus Yashal Kachay when we came that mitzvah and the Shulchan Mole Koltuv, right? And whereas the mitzvah of Zohar says Shirasocha Amolek is in the context of how's the parshen Timche Zecher Amolek Mitashmaim, emptiness. Remember him, but remember him in the context of empty. Make him nothing.
Right,
right, right. So Nif Dover Niflam Oid, Dover Niflam Oid. The Shabbos and Amolek are both about remembering, i.e., getting in touch with something. You know, Zechira is not just a piece of information flashing across your consciousness. It's really to get in touch. Ve'elokim is Vayizkor is Brisai. God forgets. No, it's to get in touch. Ki midei dabri bo zochar eskarenu od. Right? You know, Zechira is not just about recall. It's about getting in touch. You could be aware of that information, but being in touch with it, that's Zechira, right? And so on Shabbos, it's all about getting in touch, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Borei Shamayim V'Oretz, and seeing the world for what it is. And that's why it's me, Mole. You have to see reality for what it is. So don't have an empty table. Have a full table, Keneged Olam U'Meloyo, like the whole world, and get in touch. That all comes from God. It's everything is an expression of Ritzonai. Everything is an expression of Gilui Elokos, getting in touch with reality, and getting in touch with reality, putting reality in touch with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amalek is the same thing, but in reverse. Right? Amalek, Kayadua, represents the Yetzirah. The only way to defeat Yetzirah is see him for who he really is. Don't lose sight of who he is. Get in touch with it that he's nothing. He's selling you lies. Obama, right? He's just selling you lies, right? Yeah, so that's, you have to be Zohar, get in touch with who he really is, but in context of Timche, Zecher Amok, there shouldn't even be remembered. There should be nothing left of him. He's empty. He's Be'etzim empty. Zechir, you have to see him for the emptiness that he is, the Sheker that he is. Right? He doesn't really exist. He's selling a pack of lies, and that's the way anti-Semitism was, Midor, Dor. It was always just a pack of lies that people bought into. And Kan Mokum La'arech, but Amalek has been like a virus that has gone from Ummah to Ummah, inciting that Ummah against Am Yisrael, just with base lies that didn't exist, Lohaya v'lo Nivra, blood libels, and that's the sort of racist Goyim Amalek. He could take over the head of any nation. Like Haman just took over the head of Achashverosh.
Germany.
And Germany, just one guy who said lies, a delusional person just said Shkarim Va'avolim. They call it the big lie. He wouldn't say if it wasn't true. And it took over the mind of a whole nation. That's what's called Zecher Amalek, that they're a concept. You have to see that concept for the emptiness that it is. Right? And that was the function of Yidei Moshe. Mistaklim klape mala u'mishabdim mislibam lavim shvashamayim, that we have to, as we're working with the sword, we shouldn't think that Hishtadlus is emes. Hishtadlus works because Hashem wants it to work. You have to remember the source. What Moshe Rabbeinu's hands do, that's what Shabbos does for us. And the Hemshech of Moshe Rabbeinu in the Milchama L'Hashem Amok Mador is Shabbos. And that's why Parsha Zohar is on the Shabbos before. And the Remez, the Paul says, Hayomer Niskorim V'Nasim, on the day of Zechira. Right? What helps us see Amalek for the emptiness that he is, in order to see the Ra for the emptiness that is, you have to see by contrast the Tov for the reality that it is. And that's why you have to put the mitzvah of Zechira Samot, see him for that is, together with the mitzvah of Zechira of Shabbos to see reality for what it is, and that way you have the contrast to see he's not reality, which was the function of Yidei Moshe. Right? So the Shabbos is what is Mamshech, the Koach of Moshe Rabbeinu, to us in the Mulchama Hashem Ba'Amalek Midor Dor. And that, that we get the power that Moshe Rabbeinu gave us with the hands up, we get the power from the Shabbos. And that's the side, Yismach Moshe Matnas Chelko, that Moshe Rabbeinu, you know, is you know, on that, you know, it's Meramis too, that, Moshe Rabbeinu gives us back the Ksarim of Nasev and Nishma on Shabbos. Moshe Rabbeinu, he's happy with his own, you know, when we lost the Ksarim of Nasev and Nishma, after Nishma, Moshe Rabbeinu took them all. But Yismach Moshe Matnas Chelko, right, he's on Shabbos, he's happy just with his own private Keser Nasa, Keser Nishma, and he's Machzir Ksarim Li Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu gives us back all our Madregas on Shabbos. So it's mamish that way, that Shabbos, with everything that it gives Am Yisrael, it's also Moshe Rabbeinu on that day is Poyo and puts his Koch in Am Yisrael, all the Madregas that he's Shema for us, he gives us back on Shabbos, right? And that's why Parsha Zohar goes together with Shabbos. Right, and the Shabbos before Purim, that's the koach of Moshe Rabbeinu that we need for the Milchemes Hamot. That's the Moshe Min HaTorah Minayim that we need. You know, that's the Yedei Moshe to remember, you know, reality what it really is, and remember reality for what it really is. It's easy to see by contrast how Amalek is not reality. So on the day of becoming Zechiras Amalek to see him for what he is has to be on Shabbos, where you have the contrast, and that's the koach of Moshe Rabbeinu. The Shabbos supplements and gives us the koch of Moshe Rabbeinu. What he gave us in that door with the hands up is what Shabbos gives us. And just to tie it in, there's a Shnas Ibur. In a Shnas Ibur, right, Vayikra is Parsha Zohar. Vayikra O Moshe, Vayidashim. So what does Rashi say? Loshin Chiba, Rachir Shas Mishtamshim Bo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, he called up to Moshe out of love because Moshe Rabbeinu's tremendous Chibur with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the way Malachim are Mechubar to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And nothing gets in between a Malach and a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So also Moshe Rabbeinu, his Dveikus and a Kodesh Baruch Hu is strong and absolute. And Rashi goes on to say, as opposed to whom? The Nevi'e Uma Sa'olam, that it's not Vayikar, it's Vayokar Hashem Lebilam. Right, Vayokar Elokim Lebilam, Loshin Keri, Loshin Tuma. What does it say, Ba'amalek Asher Karcha Ba'derech, Loshin Keri, Loshin Tuma? The Vayikra El Moshe. Right, is in contrast to the Asher Korcha Baderach, the Lashon Keri, Lashon Tuma. Right? The intimacy that Moshe Rabbeinu has with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Tokef HaChibur, and he gives that to Am Yisrael, he gives that Koach to Am Yisrael, which is what Vayikra represents, Vayikra being in contra to the Lashon Keri, Tuma, which is Merumah Zin Asher Korcha Baderach.